जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे जयो प्रभुपाद जयो प्रभुपाद नीताय गौर हरि बोल नीताय गौर हरि बोल नीताय गौर हरि बोल। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस सब्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशी श्रीमद जीवांग्री से भक्तिदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। श्री रुद्र उवाच जीतं त आत्मवित्वर्य स्वस्तये स्वस्तिरस्तु मे भवताराधसाराधं सर्वस्मात्मने नमः। श्री रुद्र उवाच जीतं त आत्मवित्वर्य स्वस्तये स्वस्तिरस्तु मे भवताराधसाराधं सर्वस्मात्मने नमः। श्री रुद्र उवाच जीतं त आत्मविद्वर्य स्वस्तये स्वस्तिरस्तु मे भवताराधसाराधं सर्वस्मा आत्मने नमः। श्री रुद्र उवाच स्वस्तये स्वस्तिरस्तु मे भवताराधसाराधं सर्वस्मात्मने नमः। श्री रुद्र उवाच जीतं त आत्मविद्वर्य स्वस्तये स्वस्तिरस्तु मे भवताराधसाराधं सर्वस्मात्मने नमः। श्री रुद्र उवाच जीतं त आत्मविद्वर्य स्वस्तये स्वस्तिरस्तु मे भवताराधसाराधं सर्वस्मात्मने नमः। श्री रुद्र उवाच जीतं त आत्मविद्वर्य स्वस्तये स्वस्तिरस्तु मे भवताराधसाराधं सर्वस्मात्मने नमः। श्री रुद्र उवाच लॉर्ड शिवा बिगैन टू स्पीक जीतम ऑल ग्लोरीज ते अन टू यू आत्मवित सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड वर्य द बेस्ट स्वस्तये अन टू द ऑस्पिशियस स्वस्ति ही ऑस्पिशियसनेस अस्तु लेट देयर बी मी ऑफ मी भवता बाय यू आराधसा बाय द ऑल परफेक्ट राधम वर्शिपेबल सर्वस्मै द सुप्रीम सोल आत्मने अंटु द सुप्रीम सोल नमः ओबेसेंसेस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्तिदानंद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। लॉर्ड शिवा एड्रेस द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड विद द फॉलोइंग प्रेयर। ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, ऑल ग्लोरीज अन टू यू। यू आर द मोस्ट एक्सॉल्टेड ऑफ ऑल सेल्फ रियलाइज सोल्स। सिंस यू आर ऑलवेज ऑस्पिशियस फॉर द सेल्फ रियलाइज, आई विश दैट यू बी ऑस्पिशियस फॉर मी। यू आर वर्शिपेबल बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ ऑल द परफेक्ट इंस्ट्रक्शंस यू गिव। You are the super soul, therefore I offer my obeisances unto you as a supreme living being. Purport. As soon as a devotee is inspired by the Lord to offer the Lord a prayer, the devotee immediately glorifies the Lord in the beginning by saying, All glories unto you, my Lord. The Lord is glorified because he is considered to be the chief of all realized souls. As said in Vedas, Katha Upanishad 2.2.13, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. The Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the chief living being amongst all living beings. There are different kinds of individual living beings. Some of them are in this material world and some are in the spiritual world. Those who are in the spiritual world are known to be completely self-realized. Because on the spiritual platform, the living entity is not forgetful of its service to the Lord. Therefore, in the spiritual world, all those who are in devotional service of the Lord are eternally fixed, for they understand the position of the Supreme Being as well as their individual constitution. Thus, among self-realized souls, the Lord is known as perfectly self-realized soul. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. When the individual soul is fixed in his knowledge of the Lord as a Supreme Being, he actually becomes established in an all-auspicious position. Lord Shiva prays herein that his auspicious position continue eternally by virtue of Lord's mercy upon him. The Supreme Lord is all perfect, and the Lord instructs that one who worships him also becomes perfect. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. The Lord is situated as the super soul in everyone's heart, but he is so kind to his devotees that he gives them instructions by which they may continue to progress. When they receive instructions from the All-Perfect, there is no chance of their being misled. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. The Lord is always ready to give instructions to the pure devotees so that the devotee can advance further and further in devotional service. Since the Lord gives instructions as Sarvatma, the Super Soul, Lord Shiva offers him respects with the word Sarvatma Atmane Namaha. The individual soul is called Atma, and the Lord is also called Atma as well as Paramatma. Being situated in everyone's heart, the Lord is known as Supreme Atma. Therefore, all obeisances are offered unto him. In this regard, one may refer to the prayers of Kunti in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatha Paramahamsana Munina Mamalatmana Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham Katham Pashyema Hishriya. The Lord is always ready to give instructions to the Paramhamsas or the topmost devotees of the Lord, who are completely liberated from all contaminations of material world. The Lord always gives instructions to such exalted devotees to inform them how they can remain fixed in devotional service. Similarly, it is stated in Atmaram verse, Atmaramasya Munayo Nirgrantha Pyuru Krame Kurvanti Ahitukim Bhaktim Ittham Bhuta Guno Harihi. The word Atmaram refers to those who are not interested in material world, but are simply engaged in spiritual relation. Such self-realized persons are generally considered in two categories, impersonal and personal. However, impersonalists also become devotees when they are attracted by the personal transcendental qualities of the Lord. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva wanted to remain a fixed devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. As explained in the following verses, Lord Shiva never desires to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord like the impersonalist. Rather, he thinks that it would be good fortune for him to continue to be fixed in the understanding of the Lord as a Supreme Being. By this understanding, one realizes that all living entities, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and other demigods, are servants of the Supreme Lord. We'll read 2-3 verses ahead. So this was text number 33. Text 34. नमः पंकज नाभाय भूत सूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मने वासुदेवाय शांताय कूटस्थाय स्वरोचिषे। माय लॉर्ड, यू आर द ओरिजिन ऑफ क्रिएशन बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ लोटस फ्लावर विच स्प्राउट्स फ्रॉम यूर नेवल। यू आर द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर ऑफ द सेंसेस एंड द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स एंड यू आर ऑल्सो ऑल परवेडिंग वासुदेव। यू आर मोस्ट पीसफुल बिकॉज ऑफ यूर सेल्फ लिमिटेड एग्जिस्टेंस। यू आर नॉट डिस्टर्ब बाय द सिक्स काइंड्स ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशंस। सो प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेन्स द ईच वर्ड इन पर्पट, विल गो लिटिल लेटर। नेक्स्ट वर्स 35th। संकर्षणाय सूक्ष्माय दुरंताय अंतकाय च नमो विश्व प्रबोधाय प्रद्युम्नाय अंतरात्मने। माय डियर लॉर्ड, यू आर द ओरिजिन ऑफ सटल मटेरियल इंग्रेडिएंट्स, द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल इंटीग्रेशन एल वेज मास्टर ऑफ ऑल डिसइंटीग्रेशन, द प्रीडोमिनेंट डिटी नेम संकर्षण एंड द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल इंटेलिजेंस नोन एज द प्रीडोमिनेंट डिटी प्रद्युम्न। Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. And text number 36. Namo namo niruddhaya rishikesha indriyatmane nama paramahamsaya purnaya nibhritatmane. My Lord, as the supreme directing deity known as Aniruddha, you are the master of the senses and the mind. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you again and again. You are known as Ananta as well as Sankarsana because of your ability to destroy the whole creation by the blazing fire from your mouth. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamshta श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone to today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are reading today the prayers or the song sung by Lord Shiva in praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Recently we saw how Prachetas, who are after being obedient to their father, they went to the forest to purify themselves, to do some tapasya, meditate on the Lord. And Lord Shiva suddenly, as a compassionate spiritual master, has appeared there and is starting to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and directing these devotees how they can meditate, how they can approach the Supreme Lord and get His blessings. So Lord Shiva, as we understand that He is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, though He is the principle of Godhead, but still He acts as subordinate to the will of the Supreme Lord and always carries Himself as a Vaishnava. So Prabhupada, while describing Shiva Tattva, always glorified this verse from Brahma Samhita. Shiram yatha dadhi vikara vishesh yoga sanjayate. So Lord Shiva basically is Godhead, but He always stays subordinate to the will of the Lord. So Brahmaji gives this analogy of milk and curd. सो मिल्क व्हेन इट कम्स इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ सम कल्चर देन इट टर्न्स इनटू योगर्ट. सो सिमिलरली द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड द गॉड हेड व्हेन ही कम्स इन टच विद द मटेरियल नेचर ही अज्यूम्स अ डिफरेंट फॉर्म अ फॉर्म विच कैन डील विथ द मटेरियल नेचर दैट फॉर्म इज कॉल्ड शिवा. सो फॉर द क्रिएशन ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एक्सेप्ट्स अ फॉर्म ऑफ करुणदक्षाय विष्णु एंड फॉर क्रिएटिंग दिस यूनिवर्स ही ओनली परफॉर्म्स वन एक्टिविटी. वॉट आर द एक्टिविटी विच करुणदक्षाय विष्णु डज फॉर क्रिएटिंग? ही जस्ट ग्लांसेस बिफोर यू स्टार्ट ब्रीदिंग और क्रिएटिंग महत्वत एंड एवरीथिंग. ही जस्ट ग्लांसेस जस्ट बाई इज ग्लांस विच कम्स इन टच विथ मदर दुर्गा और द मटेरियल नेचर इन द क्रिएशन प्रोसीड्स. सो द ग्लांस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज ऑल्सो डिस्क्राइब एज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस एंड दैट फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड विच कम्स इन एक्चुअल कॉन्टेक्ट विद दुर्गा दैट इज लॉर्ड शिवा हु इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड शिवा द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस. सो योर लॉर्ड शिवा हिमसेल्फ इज बिगिंग फॉर ऑस्पिशियसनेस. सो इन प्रीवियस पर्पोट्स लाइक पर्पट 38 इन वर्स 38 Prabhupada says that the Supreme Lord, who is Shiva, he is trying to glorify his Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana or Vishnu. Shiva generally worships Sankarsana. So Prabhupada in Prabhupada writes, why not we also start worshipping that Supreme Lord? So now in this verse, Lord Shiva is praying, Jitam ta atmavit varya swastaye swastirastu me. भवता राधसा राधम सर्वस्म आत्मने नमः. सो प्रचित एज वेन दे आर स्टैंडिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा विद फोल्डेड हैंड्स एज सून एज लॉर्ड शिवा स्टार्ट स्पीकिंग दे आर जस्ट विद फोल्डेड हैंड्स दे आर अप्रोचिंग लॉर्ड शिवा और ग्रैबिंग द मर्सी. सो प्रभुपाद दे राइट्स दैट व्हेन द प्रेयर्स और द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड और मंत्र व्हेन वी आर चैंटेड बाय द प्योर डिवोटीज दोज मंत्रस बिकम मोर पावरफुल. So prachitas, they are receiving this mantra or this song in the praise of Lord from the mouth of Lord Shiva. So that is becoming more powerful just because it is being spoken by Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva here says that you are worshipped by perfect beings, Atmaramas, to become perfect. You are worshipped by people to get auspiciousness. Your worship, you are adorned by Atmaramas and you are worshipped by people who are already blessed to become most blessed. Bhavata Radhasa Radham. Those are already perfect. Still they worship you to become most perfect or the perfection of the perfection. So Lord Shiva is actually glorifying Sankarsana or the Supreme Lord in saying that actually people worship me as Atmarama. Vishwan Chakrato writes, that Lord Shiva himself is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He has nothing to do with the material nature. Lord Shiva is full of contradictions actually. One contradiction he carries is he can bestow so many material opulences upon people who worship him. But if you see his own life, he is devoid of all material opulences. Like Ravana approached him and asked for so much material opulences and he very easily agreed to give. When Ravana tried to, then Ravana exploited or kind of abused the material nature. We know the story. But if you see Lord Shiva's own life, he stays in crematorium. He doesn't have his own house. He stays under a tree in Kailas. And then he's not having even a good clothes to wear. He's just wearing the Vyagrambara Sundara Madanari. So he's just having Vyagrambara. So his clothes are made up of just the tiger skin. And he's not wearing golden necklaces. He's just wearing that skull, the mala which is made up of skulls, not pearls. And then he's having snake bracelets and snake bangles. So a very, very detached, renounced, materially indifferent personality. Though he can bestow so many things, but he himself is Atmaram. He is not caring even little for these material opulences. And he is also very much auspicious. So people worship him to get auspiciousness. So himself says swasti astu main. Swastaye swasti rastu main. But he's glorifying Lord as you, because I worship you, because I meditate on you, I become auspicious. And then he says, you are bestower of perfection. So some people approach Lord Shiva as a demigod and seeking material opulences, but he himself is indifferent. Some people approach him as a person who can bestow perfection. Like jnanis, they approach him for liberation. But Lord Shiva himself saying that, though I am the most perfect, people approach me for perfection, but I approach you for perfection. So Atmaramas, though being Atmaram, I approach you. Though I am auspicious, still I approach you. Though I am perfect, still I approach you. So that's how he glorifies the Supreme Lord. Because anybody can ask, why you are worshipping the Supreme Lord? So he gives three reasons. Though being Atmaram, though being perfect, though being myself auspicious, I get all these qualities and achieve my perfection because I worship the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada, in the purport, he glorifies Lord Shiva and says that Lord Shiva himself is desiring perfection. And Atmaramas are those who are not interested in material opulences, but are interested in spiritual realization. So generally, people who approach Lord Shiva for spiritual realization, Prabhupada says, there are two types of Atmaramas. One are personalist, another are impersonalist. So generally, impersonalists are the one who approach Lord Shiva for their liberation. But here, Prabhupada says that Lord Shiva is not interested, even little, to merge into the Supreme Lord. He is here trying to glorify the supreme transcendental attributes of the Lord. Like, as we go ahead in this Rudra Gita, we'll realize that how Lord Shiva prays that I want to see that most beautiful form which is worshipped by devotees, Vaishnavas. And then he also glorifies in detail the beauty of the Lord, like 3-4 verses ahead. So Prabhupada writes in purport that Lord Shiva doesn't desire to merge in the existence of the Supreme Lord like the impersonal. Rather, he thinks that it would be a good fortune for him to continue to be fixed in understanding of the Lord as a supreme being, as a Purushottama, and not as the impersonal Lord. Then Prabhupada writes, yeah, so he is making active endeavors to follow this path of personalism. Prabhupada quotes, Tatha paramhamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidhanartham kathe mapashya mahestri. So he is understood only by paramhamsas. So paramhamsas are the people who can actually worship the Supreme Lord. So Lord Shiva is also kind of paramhamsa. Atmaramascha munayo, he is also Atmarama. So that way he is worshipping the Supreme Lord. So here we see that Lord Shiva and Prachitas are discussing, and this dialogue is recorded in the history. And we are again discussing their discussion. So in personalist path, this process of discussion is given so much importance. So like we are seeing that Prachitas didn't pray to Lord Shiva that please come and let's discuss how we can approach the perfection. But Lord Shiva on his own accord, taking his own efforts, he just coming there, approaching the devotees and just discussing the glories of the Lord. And that is actually a way to achieve perfection for the perfectionist. Those who are already perfect, they can become more perfect when they discuss with perfect people. So like in Gita, Lord says that Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvita. So buddha means those who are intelligent, or those who have reached the perfection of their intelligence, those are buddha. And what they understand? Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. That Krishna is the supreme person of Godhead and he is the controller of everything. After accepting this, these intelligent people, they worship me. But how they worship me? Krishna says, mat chitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamanticha. So already they are called as Buddha. Those are intelligent or perfect people. But now Krishna says, what process do they follow? Mat chitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam. They come together and they enlighten each other. Buddha is already enlightened. But when they come together, then they discuss, they both become enlightened, paraspara. mutually benefited. So how can one who is already enlightened gets more enlightened in this process? Because every devotee has a special flavor or a special interaction with the Lord, or a special mercy of the Lord, special understanding of the Lord, or different aspects of the Lord. So when they come together and discuss, the understanding of each devotee gets nourished, and the enlightened guest also gets enlightened. So ittham bhuta guno hari. So even one who is perfect, they can also go more perfect when they come in contact with perfect and discuss about the Lord. So that's why this process of achieving perfection is glorified everywhere. So we also see in the 11th canto where Prabuddha instructs Nimi Maharaj. When Nimi Maharaj asks a question, how can we surmount the material nature, which is very difficult to surmount? So then he describes the process of how to surmount this material nature. He says, he first describes, we have to understand that this material nature is futile, is ashashvata, it will give so much pain. Then he describes that we should approach a perfect person, guru, tasmat gurum prapaddeta. Then he says, after approaching guru, then you perform devotional service. And then after, as you start performing devotional service, then he says that you should do an important aspect of devotional services. Parasparanu kathanam pavanam bhagavad deshaha mithorati mithotushti nivrittir mithahatmana. So then you should also approach devotees with whom you can discuss Krishna katha. Parasparanu kathanam. And then pavanam bhagavad. What you should discuss is activities and attributes of the Supreme Lord which are most auspicious. Pavanam. Swastirastume. And mithorati mithotushti nivrittir mithahatmana. So this perfect beings will also achieve perfection once they start discussing Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. So that we see here, that Lord Shiva, being Vaishnavana Metha Shambhu, though he is a perfect of Vaishnavas, still he himself coming and finding some Vaishnavas and trying to glorify the Supreme Lord in their association. So many times when we preach, we come in contact with people who don't believe in God. Or at least we assume that they don't believe in God, or they don't have faith or Shraddha as we are carrying. And our whole attempt is to create Shraddha, faith in the scriptures, faith in the holy name, faith in the form of the Lord, faith in the instructions of the Lord. And we try to glorify Lord to increase faith in them. But as we keep talking to such people, the experience of every preacher is that after some time they become exhausted. They become exhausted because they are just giving, 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 giving. So that doesn't nourish their heart. Of course, that because we are doing it as a service, that can nourish. But still, the heart hankers for association with devotees. So when the same preacher, when they sit with another preacher, and they start discussing Krishna Katha, that's where they get strength. So though we can always go out and find out people who don't believe in God, and try to convince them how God exists, but the main part of sadhana also remains that we find our devotees who already believe in God. They are already following the process of devotional service. They already know so many attributes of the Supreme Lord. And then discuss with them Krishna Katha. And that's why the facility is created where we can all go out with the devotees to discuss Krishna Katha for retreat. And nourish ourselves. So that when we go out, we can give more. So we see here that Lord Shiva is doing that in the association of devotees, trying to glorify the Supreme Lord. And now, after he comes here, now he starts offering his prayers, starts offering his obeisances. So verse 34 onwards, he starts praying to the Lord. Nama pankaja nabhaya bhuta sukshma indriyatmane vasudevaya shantaya kuthasthaya swarochishe. So in this verse, he offers obeisances to Vasudeva. Now Vasudeva is the aspect of the Lord who is a presiding deity for Chitta, or the mind, which can control everybody's mind or consciousness. So that Vasudeva is being prayed for. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya Bhuta Sukshma Indriyatmane. Vasudeva Shanta Kutastaya Surya. So he is praying that, O Lord, Pankaja Nabhaya, from whose lotus navel, the lotus sprouts and Brahma takes charge. Bhuta Sukshma Indriya Atmane. You are the Lord of Bhuta Sukshma. All the ingredients, like the five gross elements, Tan Mantras, and Indriyas, the gross senses. You're the lord of everything. Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutasthaya Swarochishe. So he prays to the Vasudeva that please, Kutasthaya Swarochishe, please stabilize my mind. Swarochishe can be my consciousness. And Kutasthaya means make it stable. So before we start devotional service, or before we start offering prayers, it's very important to stabilize our mind, stabilize our intelligence, stabilize our consciousness, so that we can absorb ourselves in the Lord. So that prayer, in that prayerful mood, Lord Shiva is glorifying the Lord. That, oh Lord, please make my mind, my consciousness stable. So in this verse, in 34th, he prays to Vasudeva. If you go to the next verse, he prays to Sankarshanaya and Pradyumnaya. Sankarshanaya Sukshmaya Durantaya Antakaya Cha Namo Vishwa Prabodhaya Pradyumnaya Antaratmane. Then he prays to Sankarshana. Now Sankarshana is the deity for ego. So he's the deity for ego. And then Pradyumna is the deity for intelligence. So all these subtle faculties help us to absorb. So Lord Shiva is praying here to Vasudeva, Pradyumna and Sankarshana. And the next verse 36, he prays to Aniruddha. So all the four deities he prays, so that Ichitta, ego, intelligence, and Aniruddha is also deity for Indriyas, like Rishikesha Aniruddha. So all the faculties, he prays that please be purified and please help me to engage all these faculties in the service of the Lord. That itself is a meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when we chant these difficult prayers, or if we chant the simple mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The prayer is to pray, request to the Lord that please engage these faculties in your service. Because naturally, conditioned soul, all these faculties, they help him to distract or get distracted from the Supreme Lord. So Lord Shiva is praying that please help me to engage all these in your service. So when this chitta or consciousness engages in the Lord, then it becomes stable. Like in first canto the prayer comes, the verse comes, Etat ishanam ishasya prakriti sthopi tad gunaihi na yunjate sadatmasthai yatha buddhi tadashraya. So in this the second verse, the 34th verse, kutastha word comes. So kutastha means one who is stable, who is not unwavered, basically. So that can be applied to the Lord, that can be applied to the devotee. So Prabhupada translates kutastha as to the Lord who is not disturbed by all six transformations. We pray that please stabilize us. So similarly, this verse says that Etat ishanam ishasya prakriti sthopi tad gunaihi. Though Lord comes and stays in this world, prakritistha, like grihastha, one who stays in griha. So prakritistha, though he comes and resides in prakriti, na yunjate sadatmasthe. He is not entangled in the modes or prakriti. Sadatmasthe. So he is always situated in his own self. Just like yatha buddhi tadashraya. Just like people whose intelligence has taken shelter of the Lord, that intelligence is also not affected by the Trigunas. Similarly, Lord is also not affected by Trigunas. So Lord himself and a devotee who takes shelter of the Lord, he can remain stable. So that's why Lord Shiva prays to Vasudeva that please stabilize my intelligence. Then he prays to Pradyumna. Sankarshana. Sankarshanaya Sukshmaya Durantaya Antakayach. So he adds these two adjectives to Sankarshana. He says, Durantaya Antakaya. Durantaya means very difficult to end. So Sankarshana, another name is also Ananta. Ananta means he doesn't have any end. So that is Ananta. And second is Antakaya. So another function of Ananta is with the fire coming from his mouth, which is a fire of devastation, he destroys everything. So these are the two qualities of Sankarshana. He can destroy the whole universe and he cannot be destroyed. So he prays to that Sankarshana that the one thing which is very, very difficult to destroy is ego. And oh Sankarshana, please help me to destroy this false ego so that I can engage in the real ego. Destroy my bodily attachments and possessiveness, Prabhupada writes in Purport. So that is a prayer we can offer to Sankarsana to destroy the ego. Prabhupada translates this Duranta and Antaka as the master of integration and master of disintegration. So we know that how, when the universe is in creation mode, so this is the ego which expands into different things, and in the matter of devastation, all things ultimately integrate into ego, and then ego integrates into Mahatattva. So he is the master of integration also, and as a Sankarsana, as a destroyer, he is the master of disintegration also. So that prayer is offered to Sankarsana. Then he prays to Pradyumna, who is a deity of intelligence, and he says that Namo Vishwa Prabodhaya Pradyumnaya Antaratmani. So Pradyumna is a deity of intelligence. So intelligence is one which gets enlightened. So he prays to Pradyumna that you are the one, Vishwa Prabodhaya, who can enlighten the whole universe. So why can't you enlighten my own intelligence? So please enlighten my intelligence. Please destroy my ego. Please enlighten my consciousness. So all these prayers are offered. So we see that whenever prayers are offered, this request is made that please engage me and my all these faculties in your service. Like we see when Dhruva Maharaj, he sees the Supreme Personality Godhead standing in front of him, he also offers a prayer. Before actually starting glorifying the Lord, he says that Yanta pravishya mama vaka vishayan prasuptan sanjeevayati akhila shakti dhara swadhamna anyamsha hasta charana shravana tvagatin pranan namo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. So Dhruva Maharaj also first prays that Yanta pravishya mama vacham imam prasuptan. So all these my senses, they're actually all sleeping. So senses which are not engaged in the service of the Lord, they're actually dead. We hear in second canto, Taravo kim na jivanti, that series, where all the senses are compared to all the dead objects. Eyes are compared to the peacock eyes, the ears are compared to the tree holes, and the breathing is compared to the bellows of the blacksmith. So all are dead objects. So senses which are not engaged in Lord's service, they are dead. So Dhruva Maharaj is praying, Oh Lord, please enter in all my senses and make them active so that I can glorify you. Because unless and until you give me strength, I cannot even glorify you. So before glorifying, he is offering that prayer. Sanjeevayati akhila shakti dhara. You are the one who possesses all shakti. Sanjeevayati, you enlighten or enliven my senses so that they become live and then they can glorify. Anyamishcha, not just vacha, but hasta, charana, shravana, tvak, skin, ityadi. Prana namo bhagavate purushayatimam. Because you are the prana who can give life to all the senses, then those senses can be engaged in your service. So many times we pray that please engage me in your service. But even the strength to engage in service, that is also given by Krishna. Many times people ask, we hear so much glorification of the power of prayers. But even the power to pray, it comes from Krishna. So if you are not praying, then you can pray to give us strength so that we can pray. So in every aspect, we are dependent on the Lord. So Lord Shiva, understanding whole thing, he is first glorifying and asking Lord that please give me that intelligence, give me that strength, give focus to my mind, intelligence, ego, so that I can glorify you. So that is a helpless condition of Jiva. To even render devotional service, it depends on the Lord's mercy. Similar prayer we also see in the prayers of Bhishma Dev. Now Bhishma Dev offers beautiful prayers to the Supreme Lord. But before beginning his prayers, he says that please give me that intelligence to glorify you. Iti matir upakalpita vitrishna bhagavati satvata pungave vibhumni. Itimatir upagate kvachit vihartum prakritim upayeshu yad bhava pravaham. So he said, first of all, I want to offer this mati, or this intelligence, or this consciousness to your lotus feet. Then only I can begin offering prayers. So that is the first gift which Bhishma Dev gives while lying on his deathbed. Itimatir, please take this my mati or intelligence and engage it in your glorification. Then Kunti Maharani also prays that, iti mati, toyime ananya vishaya matir मधुपते असकृत. ओ लॉर्ड प्लीज मेक माई इंटेलिजेंस और माई मती सो स्टडी लाइक रिवर गैंजेस दैट इट फ्लोज ओनली टुवर्ड्स योर लोटस फीट. सो अनलेस एंड अंटिल वी प्रे दैट प्लीज एंगेज दिस सटल फैकल्टीज ऑल्सो इन योर सर्विस, वी कैनॉट एक्चुअली एंगेज देम. यू वॉन्ट टू एंगेज देम, वी डिपेंड ऑन द लॉर्ड. So, here we see that Lord Shiva is engaging in discussing these topics of glorification of the Lord with the devotees. In the Bhagavatam, we find so many discussions where devotees keep discussing. Actually, in material world, everybody is discussing many topics. Shrotavyadini Rajadhan Vinam Santi Sahasrasha. But these topics of discussion are not important. But when two devotees discuss, that becomes a matter of discussion for Paramahamsas. So we see that when Parikshit and Shukdev discussed, that discussion is discussed by Suta and Shaunaka. And what Suta and Shaunaka discussed, we are still discussing. So these are the original podcasts which are recorded in the history. And when two great souls, they interact, so many truths can be revealed. Because everybody is carrying that Supreme Lord in the heart, but to take that Lord out and reveal to the world, it takes another Paramahamsa, who has that qualities, to bring out the Lord from the devotee's heart. So when these people discuss, like Vidura and Maitreya, when they discuss, that becomes an enlivening discussion. When Nimi Maharaja and Navayoganda discuss, that becomes an enlivening discussion. When Narad Muni Yudhishthir discuss, when Narad Muni and Vasudev discuss. So all the discussions are recorded. Even Krishna and Arjuna, they are like just discussing. Both are speaking to and fro, and then discussion is recorded. So many times we are very inquisitive that what other people are discussing. But if we become inquisitive about discussion between the devotees, then that discussion actually tushyanticha ramanticha. That can actually satisfy our heart and that can increase our rati towards the Lord. Like when Gauranga Darshan Prabhu was discussing in his class. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we don't see so much of pandal programs. Like one person sitting and 1,000 people hearing him. But we see devotees coming together and just discussing. Samvad. Ramananda Rai discussing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then many devotees, they just coming together and discussing. Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur. So these are discussion between one to one, one on one. And these discussions actually are recorded and now we are discussing those. So the process Krishna has given very clearly in Gita, how to understand him. Because in 10th chapter, Krishna says that it's very, very difficult to understand me. Name vidu suragana, prabhavana maharshaya. It's very difficult to reach me. But in the same chapter, he says that, but unless and until you understand me, you cannot be delivered. So that's a catch. You should understand me, otherwise you will not be delivered. But it's impossible for even devatas and maharshas to understand me. But in Krishna only breaks that puzzle and says that there is a way. You can understand my glories, you can understand my prowess, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate, by your intelligence. But you can understand my personality, just with your intelligence. For that, machitta madgata prana bodhenta parasparam. And then when you engage in that discussion, then Krishna says in next two verses, that jnana deepena bhasvata, tesham sadhidyuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. Next verse says, that then I will explain from his heart, give that knowledge that who am I. That personality of Godhead or that sweetness of the Godhead will be revealed when we take shelter of devotees and discuss Krishna Katha between the devotees. Otherwise, without intelligence, logic, tarka, or panditta, vidvatta, we can only understand prowess of the Lord. But that prowess, that greatness can convert into sweetness only when we take shelter of discussion between the devotees. And that is actually Bhagavatam. And that's why Bhagavatam can give Krishna. Sadhyo rudhi avaruddhate atra kritibhi shushru shubhi tatshanat. One who can hear these discussions between devotees and discuss this discussion between the devotees, he can attend Krishna immediately. So Gita discusses only prowess of the Lord, but the sweetness of the Lord is discussed in Bhagavatam. But here Krishna speaks less, but devotees speak more. Because they are carrying that sweetness of the Lord. So when devotees come together and discuss, that becomes an enlivening activity. And here, in the next few verses, we also saw that how Lord Shiva is praying that please engage all these my subtle faculties and also your service. So that prayer we should also offer to Supreme Lord, saying that You are the most perfect, you are the most self-certified person, you are the most auspicious. So please engage my intelligence, ego, mind, and give me strength to engage my senses also in your service so that I can glorify you through my all activities. So that was also instruction by Narad Muni. When Vasudeva asked, how can I perfect my life? Now, Vasudeva is the father of Godhead. So why he need perfection? But this verse says that perfect can achieve perfection when they discuss with other perfect people. So that's why Vasudeva is inquiring from Narad Muni that please tell me the process while by which I can attain perfection. And then Narad Muni says that this very famous verse which people are singing for last 10 days in Ganeshotsav. Kayana vacha manasendriyava buddhyatmana prakriti anusruta swabhava karomi yat yat sakal parasmai narayanati samarpayet tat. So whatever faculties we have, kayana, vacha, manasa, indriya, buddhya, atmana, anusruta, swabhava, whatever conditioning we have acquired, all this should be engaged in the service of the Lord. And that is the exact prayer which Lord Shiva is offering here, that, O Aniruddha, O Pradyumna, O Sankarsana, O Vasudeva, please engage my mind, ego, senses, everything, intelligence in your service. So that's the prayer of Lord Shiva in these few, three, four verses. So these are some points of discussion. If there are some questions and comments, we have some 5 minutes.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a nice class. Prabhuji, you spoke about Lord is not distracted by six transformation you spoke. What is that six transformation actually?
So body which goes under six, birth, growth, maintenance, reproduction, dwindling, and then perishes. So conditioned soul's body goes through these six transformations, but Lord doesn't goes through these six transformations. That's why it's kutastha, stable. Here's a comment.
No, it's I'm sure you must have heard about this, that one devotee had the courage to ask Maharaj, Maharaj, what will happen when you leave this world? I mean, because we hear about that when Guru leaves, so many things happens, you know, there's a chaos. So he recited this verse, Machita Madgata Prana Bodhayantasya Paraspa. I don't remember what else he said, but he said this verse.
Jai, jai. Thank you. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथनाश में भागवत महापुराण की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.